KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for this Monday. It is the first day of February for 2021. Well, the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for the Sierra Nevada from 2 a.m. Tuesday through 8 a.m. on Wednesday. Snow levels with this system are forecast to remain relatively high, with the majority of snowfall above the 5,000-foot elevation. Total snow accumulations will range from 4 inches to 2 feet above the 6,000-foot elevation. The winds will also gust as high as 50 miles an hour in the Sierras. Heavy snows will make mountain travel difficult at times with chain controls and significantly reduced visibilities. Now, here at home, rain showers will begin late this afternoon throughout the foothills, with heavy rain expected at times Tuesday into early Wednesday morning. Rainfall totals should equal somewhere between 1 to 2 inches.
Well, Amador Public Health reports 50 active cases of COVID-19 in the county. A total of 1,372 listed as released from isolation. The report notes 9 in the county and 2 out of the county. COVID-19 hospitalizations. Total cases are at 1,450 with 686 men and 759 women. The majority, 660 cases in the age group 18 to 49, there are 335 listed as over 65. Now, Calaveras Public Health reports 117 active COVID-19 cases, a total of 1,497 listed as recovered. The report notes COVID-19 hospitalizations decreased to 3 Calaveras residents. Total cases are now at 1,637, with 743 men, 877 women, 17 chose not to report gender. The majority, 727 COVID cases in the age group 18 to 49, there are 377 listed as over 65. Calaveras Public Health reports it has been given 2,430 vaccinations. Calaveras and Amador remain in the purple tier on the Blueprint for a Safer Economy color tier system. The tiers are updated each Tuesday based on a county case rate and test positivity rate.
And with our local hospital and medical personnel hit hard with the COVID pandemic, local CAL FIRE paramedics from the Amador El Dorado unit are stepping up. Firefighter paramedics from Buena Vista Rancheria Fire Department are assisting at Sutter Amador Hospital. Members of Station 181 have been assisting with hospitalization overflow at Sutter Amador. During the surge of hospitalizations in our county, they have provided support to the doctors and nurses in the emergency room, intensive care unit, medical surgery department, and progressive care unit. Meanwhile, a medical strike team made up of 12 Amador firefighters from Jackson Valley, Jackson City, Sutter Creek, Amador Fire, Ione City, and Mule Creek Fire Departments remain on the front lines in Southern California, assigned to 12-hour shifts with UC Irvine, the Huntington Memorial, St. John's Oxnard, and the Palmdale Regional Hospital.
Well, no-cost community COVID-19 testing still available to Amador County residents. Online registration may be accessed at lhi.care/COVID-testing. Those without internet access can register at 888-634-1123. Again, call 888-634-1123. Now, drop-in testing is also available. Staff will assist with registration on site. The testing site is at the County's Health and Human Service Building off Conductor Boulevard off Lower Ridge Road. Follow the signs. Park in the area designated by red cones. Remain inside your vehicle. Testing staff will approach the vehicle with instructions. Testing is available Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Amador residents should continue testing to demonstrate to the state that our community COVID-19 activity is decreasing. Moving to less restrictive tiers is linked to decreased activity. To view current Amador County COVID-19 case statistics, visit the Amador COVID-19 website at amadorgov.org.
And a group of state capitol lawmakers are calling on Governor Newsom to reverse course and start allowing more youth sport activities to take place. The trio have introduced the Let Them Play resolution. Now, Assemblymember Brian Jones says for almost a year, organized sports for youth have been locked down by the governor. The negative physical and mental health effects on young people have been devastating. He adds other states are safely letting their kids play, so why can't California? Exercise and teamwork are an important part of physical and mental well-being. Now, you may recall last week we reported that California CIF, the California Interscholastic Federation, released a new framework tier structure for youth sports that allows different activities based on the level of COVID-19 activities in the county. Most parts of the state, though, are in the purple tier, which is the most restrictive for organized sports.
Well, the California Department of Motor Vehicles will resume behind-the-wheel driving tests today. The DMV previously postponed all behind-the-wheel tests through the end of January for health and safety of customers and employees during the statewide surge in COVID-19 cases. Now, the DMV will automatically reschedule customers for behind-the-wheel drive test appointments that were canceled between December 14th and February 1st. Rescheduling expected to begin in the next 2 weeks. Customers will be notified. Now, DMV anticipates new appointments for behind-the-wheel tests available in mid-February once all the previously postponed tests have been rescheduled. In-vehicle testing a requirement for first-time driver's license holders and commercial license applicants. While DMV offices remain open to serve the public, the DMV continues to encourage all customers to use its online services, expanded virtual service, and other service channels to complete transactions, including eligible driver's license and vehicle registration renewals.
And again, a quick reminder for you, you can give the gift of life today, Veterans Community Blood Drive at the American Legion Hall from 10:30 to 5:30. Now, donors are encouraged to make an appointment by checking in with Vitalant, vitalant.org, or you can also call the Vitalant number. It's available online. Vitalant is also testing blood donations for COVID-19 antibodies. Please bring a photo ID, eat well, drink plenty of water prior to donating, and again, you must wear a mask or face covering. It's sponsored by VFW Post 8254, Disabled American Veterans 188, and American Legion Post 108. Give the gift of life today, American Legion Hall in Sutter Hill from 10:30 to 5:30. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.